Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said several Vincentians have expressed interest in the Russian vaccine. However, Dr. Gonsalves is still appealing to Vincentians to take the AstraZeneca vaccine currently being administered here.
The chief medical officer has said to me that there are lots of people who are saying they will take the Sputnik. Some of them say they want to take the Sputnik, which she took, which Roger took, which Comrade Ralph took. Well, if that is true, remember I had written the Russian authorities in relation to the Sputnik, and we have received an offer to purchase. Well, they have sent a draft contract for us to purchase 50,000 treatments, that is to say both components, the first and second jab. But the AstraZeneca, which we have to bear in mind that they expire towards the end of May, between the 27th and 31st of May. So made the decision that at a particular point in time, we'll give other Caribbean countries doses of AstraZeneca if they want them. And at least one country, I think, I've been advised, has indicated that it may wish to get some of them. But I just want to say we are at the stage now, we are on the verge of getting the 50,000 treatments for the Sputnik doses 1 and doses 2.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, 3 more people have died in Bermuda from the coronavirus, the largest number of deaths reported in a single day, even as active cases continue to fall. In Trinidad and Tobago, the Ministry of Health said late Thursday there had been 2 more COVID-19-related deaths and 328 new cases, the highest number recorded to date. Internationally, the number of deaths related to COVID-19 has passed 400,000 in Brazil, the second highest in the world, as the country continues to struggle with its vaccination program. Meanwhile, officials in Delhi have been urged to find more sites for cremations as the city's morgues and crematoriums are overwhelmed by masses of COVID deaths. A second wave of the virus is ravaging parts of India, with 386,452 new cases, the biggest one-day increase on record for any country. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.